people think that I don't want to engage with them because of some personal vendetta. They think I'm being pernicious or malicious when I say, like, get the hell away from me, or, like, leave me alone, or don't speak to me. And it's not any of these things necessarily. I have tendencies where I can hurt people, and I don't want to do that. So I like to be isolated. My isolation allows that I don't project on anybody, which is really key. People used to think, oh, you're so extreme and, like, not speaking to people or whatever. I'm like, if I do, I'm going to say what I mean. I'm going to hurt somebody. And I don't want to do that, right? My words, I don't want to be that person who says those cruel things. So it's like, leave me be. Let me gather myself together. Then I'll come back. But that's not how people want you to react. They want you to be expressive. They want you to break down. I think it gives some people a bit of, you know, joy that they could, like, elicit emotion out of you, especially when you are somebody who can be quite, I wouldn't even say stony faced, but, like, somebody who can be like me, which is, you know, standoffish and not, like, that friendly. It brings them some kind of breakthrough that they can see me break. And again, I have to stress that, like, sorrow and sadness, these are not weaknesses, they're not bad things, whatever, but I have to be careful with who I trust in terms of my information about my life, about my emotions, about my own safety. Some people are just curious. Some people are just hearing it because it's what they like to do. Pretend that they're doing something for somebody by hearing them out. Before you know it, you're gossip over afternoon tea. Like, before you know it, you're a water cooler moment at the refillable, what's that thing when you get water from? Whatever. Idea is, I am not going to be the person that you have a chat about over a cup of tea, like, casually. The world is fucking pernicious and difficult already. I see homelessness every day on the way to work and back. Nothing is letting up. Everything's getting expensive. Inflation is killing us. I don't really want to be one of those people that's, like, super engaged with the atrocities day to day, but I am because I work in the media industry. The news is something that, whether I like it or not, has to be of interest to me. So I reflect, I pay attention to the trends, the new, the old, whatever, the history, the future. And I'm worried that my refusal to, like, engage with certain people is affecting my, like, ability to achieve certain, when you say dreams, but just, you know, things on my bucket list, because I don't have the desirability, I don't have the likability for a long enough time period for people to vouch or advocate for me, because it's hard for me to be, I don't want to say fake, but, like, yeah, it's hard for me to be fake, like, constantly, like, you know, I can do it in short windows, you know, I have an organizer or module teacher or an examiner who knows me for 3-4 months, like a teacher, tutor, lecturer, and they'll be like, oh, she's great, yeah, like, because you got to see me for 3-4 months, you didn't have to see me for a year, you didn't have to see me for 2 or 3. When people see you in portions, they like you. When people see you for exactly who you are, which naturally comes to the fore for me, I can't hide it, then they get offended, they feel betrayed, they feel like you were disrespectful or fake. And again, I can't show my true self around these people. You're like, who are these people? And there's plenty that don't understand my humanity, that don't understand my spectrum of emotion. I am happy to go to work and pretend like I'm not a human, like, day to day, like, in the sense that, of course, I'm going to make mistakes, normal, but I don't expect to be speaking to them about my personal deep, darkest thoughts in life. No, that's what my friends are for, that's what my family's for, that's what lovers are for, whatever, cool. Likewise, when I'm speaking to other people, I don't want to be talking about work all day. I'm trying to compartmentalize. But people get offended that I don't, like, cross wires or cross pollinate. I'm keeping this stuff separate because I don't want to hurt anybody. Like, I don't want to project, I don't want to waste time on these things. And the more I speak about it, I feel like when I'm not speaking to people, it's better, because the feedback I get is always, like, some dated thing that I've read in a bloody Greeny Brown book. Like, I have heard it, it doesn't relate to me. Like, this the generic advice that you got from TED Talks, it's not going to change my life, you know. Stuff that's going to change my life is me, right? And trusting in my ability and performing enough desirability and likability to get somebody to vouch or advocate for me in spaces, or just vouching and advocate for myself, and, like, having people see a great side to me and deciding that, you know what, yeah, we're gonna take a chance on her. And it's funny because I don't need anybody to take a chance on me, because I'm not trying to get publicized, I'm not trying to be platformed, I'm not trying to look for visibility. I am trying to like make it day by day, but even getting access to basic services is difficult for me. Whether that be like I said, hospitals or creativity or professionally at work or buying something from the shop, or like it all takes a certain, or just being out in public, it all takes a certain literacy that I'm just coming to terms with. Because I was very isolated for a long while, not wanting to speak to people, having like superfluous anxiety that spoke multiple languages and would not let me breathe easily, and having to come out of that slowly, and then being in a space and saying, no, you know, no one's going to protect me, no one's going to vouch for me, I'm going to have to make these connections on my own, and then I make these connections on my own, and then they sour by my own accord, like by my own actions, because I decide I don't want to perform anymore, and I'm getting irritated with what I'm seeing, with perhaps this lack of I wouldn't even say attention to me, but a lack of clarity as to like what I'm supposed to be doing in all these settings, you know. So we're moving forward. I say we because there's a bunch of little corpses inside me who's like, come on, like you can get this done, you just gotta keep believing. I can't believe people did this for years and years and years, like 40 years, and I don't know when it stops. Like, I imagine it doesn't. I imagine as long as you're working for somebody, you're always going to get some level of criticism, which is again like fine with me to a degree. I do have an issue, like a general sensitivity towards like feedback, but I'm learning really quickly to like be tolerant towards it and say, okay, this is fair and this is not fair, but I just have to get to grips with it, you know, putting them in those different categories, not wanting to blame everyone else but me, but also don't ever want to get to a point where I'm blaming myself for everybody else's inactions, because at the end of the day, life in society is as a team. I'm not operating or functioning in a solo way. It is not like just me. So I have to cooperate with other people. And I think that's the part where I'm like, okay, learn more, ask more questions, listen, breathe, speak to the people that you trust, do your little podcasts and rants and share that way. But don't ever, ever think in your life that it's just you. You're not going to be fully clued up on everything and everyone, you know? You've done these things before, you've done 10 times this before in even shorter time spans, so don't worry, just do as much as you can, try, and if it doesn't work, try again, like, you know what I mean? So yeah, you got this. But already is this sharing that run and not having any feedback, which kind of can drive you mad, like you've got to be careful with it. But yeah, that's made me really kind of feel, dare I say, quite happy to be able to get stuff off my chest with someone that listens to me, and that's myself at the end of the day, because I can't call somebody in the middle of the day at 2:30 and like rant, and I don't want to be the person that texts on their phone like, oh my god, these people are pissing me off, etc. or whatever. I don't really have that anyway, it's just me. And so do these bloody podcasts, breathe, take your walks, go to your events, you know, and you're there. It's not even you'll get there, you are there, calls every bloody day, you're there. So happy, be happy. Okay, all right, well done, Corks, you're doing well. Vouch for yourself, big up yourself, you're doing well. You're like, I know it feels like it's terrible, it won't always be like this, you know, it will get better. Just listen to your podcast, have a drink, have something to eat, don't let anybody get to you in a way that is like beyond necessary, because yes, you do need constructive criticism, yes, you do make mistakes, no, you're not where you need to be, but believing in yourself, defending, backing yourself, bringing the best of who you are to the forefront and your best foot forward can only bring you rewards, no matter what industry you're in, no matter what space you decide to be in. So take what you know of yourself and lean with it, rock with it. All right? Okay. Bye and take care again.